The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. This is my Father's commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his father, the master, is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. Happy Mother's Day. I thought the readings today were perfect for a Mother's Day homily. The second reading says that if you have experienced love or received love or live in love, then you know God. You have received God. And Jesus asks his apostles in his early church to remain in his love. Well, who better does that for a family than mom, right? And so I thought I would share with you a story from Haiti about moms, all types of moms. And it begins in City Soleil, which is the worst part of Port-au-Prince. It's a port city, so there's kind of a few streams, not really rivers. They're kind of dried up now, but they lead out into the ocean, and they're now kind of full of garbage and things, so it's not a nice place at all. And that's City Soleil, where that part kind of enters the ocean. And so it's about 3 square miles, you could say, full of violence and gangs, and yet full of many men, women, and children. It's a place where the earthquake in 2010, you feel like the earthquake just happened. The buildings are still tumbled down, and there's very little rebuilt. And if anything's rebuilt, it's just kind of shacks on top of the rubble. There's this market place that kind of runs along the main road for a few miles. And it's not like our farmers markets, right? Where ours are kind of like a nice place to go to get fresh fruits and vegetables. And it's not like that at all. There's really nothing that any one of us would probably want to actually purchase if you walked through that marketplace. It's anyone finding anything they could possibly sell. So you'll see a little boy walking around with a handful of rusty nails, right? He pulled them out of some board and maybe he can get something to eat. You know, someone will give him for those nails or you know, just the odds and ends that they can pull together. Occasionally there's people with baskets of maybe bread or some type of fruit or vegetable that's been grown, but not very nice looking. Often there'll be someone just with a charcoal fire on the street and they'll have some hot dogs that they're roasting over it and you can buy a hot dog. That's the hot dog stand, right? And on top of all of that, add about a foot of garbage. I'm not joking, you're just walking on garbage, kind of the whole place. And so it's not a happy place at all. It's not a place where a mom would just let her kid run freely through the marketplace, right? There's so many dangers there. And the story I wanted to share was about a little boy named Danielson. Most of the little boys, their names end in son, like Danielson, Danielson. Danielson didn't have a dad, but he had a mom. And he was about this tall, and typical boy. Didn't always have enough to eat, but he still was rambunctious and liked to run around and play. And he's out in, you know, where he lived with his mom in the marketplace. And at a certain point during the day, he disappears. And his mom couldn't find him. And she thought, well, maybe he's around somewhere, so she let some time go by. But that evening, he didn't come home, and she gets really worried. It's not like she could call 911. They don't have a 911 down there. You just start asking neighbors and anyone who will listen, have you seen my son? Have you seen Danielson? And no one had seen him. Well, the night turned into the following morning. He still wasn't around. The mother, of course, is very upset, and so she's wandering through the marketplace. No one has seen Danielson. That's a big area. It wasn't like she could go everywhere, but she decided to stop by a person who she knew would probably be able to help her. There's a nun down there. Her name is Sister Paese. She's basically a living Mother Teresa. She's from Belgium, went down there as a young woman, and she spent her life serving the poor. And she founded her own congregation of Haitian women that would serve the spiritual needs of the poor. So they do catechism there among the garbage and the squalor. That's their parish, you could say. Well, she went to Sister Paese, and she asked Sister Paese if she had seen or heard anything about a missing boy or her son, Danielson. Now, Sister Paese knew Danielson. And Sister Paese was going all through Port-au-Prince or City Soleil in her ministry, so she had a lot of contacts, right, that she could ask. So in all the different little places they had catechism groups and schools, she spread the word. Everyone is looking for Danielson. But 2 days turn into three, then into four, then into five, and then it turns into 3 weeks, and he's nowhere to be found. You're almost giving up hope. And it was a Sunday morning, the mom of Danielson comes to the mass that Sister Paese was at, and she talks to Sister Paese. Of course, she's in tears. We still haven't found my son. Has anyone had any word? And Sister Paese sadly had to say, no, we have not heard anything about him. So they prayed for a moment, and the mom takes her seat in this outdoor chapel that they were going to have the mass, and it starts to fill up with people. Well, that morning, about an hour earlier, a woman noticed a little boy who seemed to not have a home, and he seemed to be wearing the same clothes day after day. This woman was a mom. She wasn't Danielson's mom, but she was a mom. And she goes up to him and she asks him, you know, who he was, and where was his home. And he knows his name, Danielson, but he's too little to know his mom's name. You know, mom is mom, right? Where do you live? Well, like, somewhere. He doesn't know where he lives either. Like, what's your address? And there's no addresses there anyway, so it'd be, you know, maybe a shack in a corner somewhere. But she noticed something about Danielson, who couldn't tell her anything about who he was or where he lived, but he had this like twine around his neck. And at the end of the twine, there was this metal oval-shaped image. It was an image of Mary, the Virgin Mary. We call it the miraculous medal, right? Many of you probably have one on right now. The lady didn't know what it meant. She didn't know, you know, anything about really all those types of things about our Catholic faith, but she knew that there was this woman who walked around passing them out. This woman, that nun who's over, you know, a few miles away from Belgium. You know, this must be one of her kids. So she leads Danielson through the marketplace over to where the mass was happening. That mom had been, Danielson's mom was in the church area crying, and Sister Paese was at the door when this woman shows up with this little boy and says, she points to the medal and she says, does this belong to you? Does this boy belong to you? You can imagine the shouts of joy, the screams, and, you know, Danielson's back, and the whole church stands up and gathers around him, the mom just in tears, you know, sobbing that she has her son back after 3 weeks. Well, that little story reveals, you know, a mom who maybe wasn't perfect. She said she had yelled at Danielson that morning, and part of Danielson kind of running off the play was because mom had yelled at him, right? She wasn't perfect. No mom is perfect. Then you have the spiritual mother, Sister Praise, like so many women out there that are teachers and nurses and religious women that maybe don't have children of their own, or maybe unfortunately haven't been able to have children, but they are still mothers in that deep spiritual sense. And then you have this other mom just out there being a good mom, seeing a kid on the street, and what mom wouldn't want to help any little kid in trouble, right? So this other mom, and they all come together. What a story to just thank God for mothers. And that's why we as Catholics, we love our Mother Mary. We're going to crown her Queen of Heaven with those flowers at the 9 o'clock Mass. As Catholics, we have this beautiful, simple devotion to her. In the gospel today, we're hearing that we need to remain in his love, and that anyone who's been loved has seen the face of God. That's why mothers are so important. Right? Any of us here, probably all of us, maybe we haven't put words to it, but in some way I know something about God because I've been loved by a mother who has that unconditional love. And so for all of the moms here, spiritual and, you know, moms, we thank you. And we will give you a special blessing at the end of Mass. And we thank you for, above all, being that center of the home where love can dwell. And you don't have to be perfect to be a mom. So stop being so hard on yourselves. We often need to be yelled at, right? My mom yelled at me a lot, okay? I was always the black sheep of the family. She might even be listening to this homily on the podcast later. She'll give me a phone call, I'm sure. So thank you for that. You're a gift to all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.